Mushoe's comments came as only two of the eight commercial radio stations licensed in 2013 have managed to go on air. The other six are risking losing their licenses if they fail to start broadcasting in 2 months as required by law. The Broadcasting Services Act stipulates that any radio station licensed should start broadcasting within 8 months, failure of which the license would be withdrawn. Mushoe said indications are that some of the radio stations granted licenses by government have not yet complied with these regulations.
Ideally, we would like to see as many players as possible competing in the broadcasting sector because of the inherent benefits to the consumer. The market situation tells us a different story. Mr. Chairman, experience to date shows that only one radio station among the newly licensed stations is making a profit. The rest are in the red.
But Media Institute of Southern Africa Zimbabwe Chapter Broadcasting Programs Officer Koliwe Majamanyoni said it would be unfair for the minister to take those measures as there are many individuals and companies who are ready to start broadcasting any time.
At the end of the day, it's not only about the sustainability of the radio stations, but in terms of the geographical allocation and, you know, just the diversity and plurality in the number of areas that would actually be broadcasting. That is not to say that sustainability is not an issue.
She said the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe should have licensed companies with resources. Media Center Director Ernest Mudzengi concurred, saying it's now coming out clear that the licensing process was fraudulent and biased.
The whole licensing process was not done in a proper manner. It was a haphazard partisan process.
Even lawmakers questioned how a loss-making company like Kingston's, which is struggling to run a book-selling business, could be expected to operate two radio stations. At the same time, Mushoe said licenses for community radio stations would only be issued once the digitization process has been completed. Zimbabwe has missed the March 2016 deadline, and earlier Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa said the digitization program was not budgeted for and government had no money to finance it. He said government expected to raise $200 million required for the program from the sale of the digital dividend spectrum to NetOne, but the deal failed after the state company failed to raise the money. Chinamasa said he was now exploring other ways of financing the project, but could not say when the funds would be available. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.